think the ship is in Cordillera now.
For years we've been playing game about Christmas machines.
And in terms of section 131 of the National Assembly Rules, we are now going to elect a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Arts and Culture. Are there any nominations?
Chairperson, I nominate T.J. Chivas to be the chairperson of this portfolio committee.
Thank you, Mr. Sondra. Any second?
Mr. Connor? Chairperson. I want to second.
Thank you, Mr. Lefeso. And Mrs. Chivaso has been elected as the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee. And I now announce to the chairperson of the Portfolio Committee, and please come and take your place.
Believe that we'll be working harmoniously, teamwork. I believe my confidence is telling me that this is a committee of honest people, because we are all elderly people. We are honest enough to say you are not there. I will believe that you are not there. You are not here. You are somewhere wherever you will be. As long as you do it honestly and then follow all the procedures and whatever is needed from you. Is it last week? We only have one item. I can't say two, because the first one was already done by Prophet. We had our minutes for the report, ne? That's a report, yeah. Report from the your visit to those places which you visited, even though I was not there. I believe what you're going to come up with is what you have seen and witnessed, that this is the thing. Unfortunately, last week it was agreed that the management committee would sit down and look at the report, but we believe that members also read the minutes, because the reason why we said we can't debate it and be given and debated at the same time. Otherwise, we'll continue contributing, making a lot of mistakes. Sir, do you have your minutes with you here?
Okay.
Of the minute of the previous meeting. Honorable Kololo? As the management committee, the management committee couldn't meet last week. The reason I'm just assuming that it is because people are going up and down with this issue of Bizana. I'm just thinking aloud. Unless this member says something, we shall stop them from meeting. Honorable, I haven't mastered your name except
Chair, I think what happened last week is we looked through those two reports and we did discuss that, but there were some amendments to be made on the report. And in the way it was written, I can recall some sentences were in the wrong place and so forth. And I think we were supposed to receive the revised document for approval today.
So what is the suggestion?
I would hate to say we approve with those recommendations if you have not read those recommendations. I trust you've got some input.
So any input as far as reports are concerned?
Chairperson, thank you very much. My only predicament is that the reports are not in front of us now, the corrected version. Otherwise, the corrections and additions were not major. But I would hate to say we adopt something that is not here. My proposal would be that let the item sent down for later. I don't know, for lack of any other option, I would propose that it's sent down.
I have a little bit of a problem. I think that we are closing this week. It means that maybe it can be a week after we come back. And still I don't believe that the first week will be able to. I don't know how possible is it going to be.
If it would be of any assistance then, if it's possible for us to receive the documents today, and maybe just, the DA can talk to you and say whether we agree on the alterations or not, or the amendments. And your members as well. If there is a controversial issue, that we actually make time to discuss that. I don't know, because how else? Tomorrow's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, we're gone. And next week we aren't here, you're quite correct. We're not here next week. But we cannot support something that that you haven't read properly.
So, comrade.
That we don't have the report now. We get given the report in the course of the day, and tomorrow we meet just to approve the report. I don't know. I know I'm adding a burden on to members, but that's the only thing that we're going to want to do properly. Because I don't want a situation where. I'm not comfortable with the DA reading in their corner and raising issues with you in our absence, you know? They can trick you into
I think
I'm going to have anything this afternoon.
can take just 10 minutes or so.
Well, we agree maybe after lunch or before lunch, after lunch, ne? We come back here. I think it is the feeling of the house.
I just think we may have been missed last week. I'm not sure basically it's just those minutes. If you go through the minutes of three last ago, the amendments were in there. There were a few, but they weren't drafted. In fact, if you cannot approve a document who isn't correctly delivered.
There were some corrections that were made that day, and then the suggestion came up that members should go through the whole document. So I only have the ones that were done here in the meeting. So that is why I say those who have already read the document and made their changes, if they can just forward them to me by this afternoon, I can bring it back to the committee.
Plus the ones which were amended. Isn't it pressed about it? Let's come with a suggestion. I'm just speaking aloud. That last week we had some amendments and agreed that now since that we're receiving the documents that tied it, we didn't have time to peruse. Unfortunately, the worst part is me because it was my first meeting. I didn't even know that there are some reports. But you were present, and it was agreed that people must go back and look at the reports and then come with new, whatever if there are new things. But this is part of the amendment. But this is suggesting that is it wise for new members to go and check if there are something, certain things which you feel that can be added to the amendment, and then give it to her. And then when we come back after lunch, I think that it will be a complete report. Complete you will need a transfer, right?
How agent used to be that you should go through the report, come with other amendments, and then other information. Right.
Another option?
Chairperson, thank you. I think members are expected to be presented with an amended version of the report. We amended the report in our last meeting. Now we wanted to see the amended version and approve. That's what we came here for. Going back to the old report that we have is not going to assist. Otherwise, it's going to be a repetition of the amendment that we've made in our last meeting. If it was not difficult for the secretary to make copies for us, I don't know how long will that take. Of the amended version of the report, then we look at it and approve it. think that is what we expected this week. We didn't get the amended version as amended by the previous week.
Really excuse me, but still pointing at you because I haven't mastered your name yet.
Okay, my name is George, a member of the AC. Madam Chair, my understanding of adoption of the report is that the structure that has made out of that, that has produced the report adopted, but that does not make it a blueprint. In other words, the meaning of it is if at a later stage the same structure finds that there are new things emerging that need to be included in a report, that report can still be amended at a later stage. The current dilemma facing the committee now is that there is a report that needs to be adopted, and that report is not here. And I think my understanding of the majority feeling of the members is that if with the amendments that were made in the last meeting are included in between now and lunch, after lunch the committee is prepared to meet for a short period just to look at that and adopt that report. If for, because we deal with life, and life changes every day, every minute. That is why we cannot adopt the blueprint. Issues that there will be changes in that report will continue. And we are human beings, our ideas are evolving. We are not at a standstill. So we cannot really come to a situation that we will read it every week and amend it, because it is possible. We can amend it every week, because every week new ideas come into play. And so my view is let's move with what the committee has now. What the committee has now must be adopted by the committee as a true reflection from black and white document this afternoon, and that's the starting point. The rest will follow.
Can I raise before we come in? Did really a member, did you read really the minutes? Do you have something which I can put on the table for now, when we come back?
Chair, the point is we did not get minutes. I don't want to take it, I'm still with the proposal that the Secretary correctly said there were very few amendments. Now, if there were very few, it would take an hour and not even to amend and send it to us. Some of us who made notes will bring the old ones to refer to that new document if it's not on time. But the fact of the matter is, in that report, I'm sorry, it's not ideas, it's factual reporting on an oversight trip that we made. So it's not ideas that could change. And, Chairperson, I don't want to take you back, but all my colleagues here would recall, when we started this meeting, we had problems in every single meeting on minutes. We sometimes sat for 2 hours discussing a 2-page and a 3-page minute document. And we got tired of that because, you know, we should be well prepared if, when we come to meetings. If you have a meeting today, before next week, you must get your minutes. You can work through your documents and come to a meeting well prepared. Now, unfortunately, I must say, we don't want to go back to where we came 3 years ago on spending hours on minutes and deciding whether we approve and what the spelling of a word is and the correct context of the English grammar or whatever. I really would stick to the proposal and which is bringing in front of the camera, is that we do get the amended version, because it's not phenomenal, before we sit down this afternoon for 10 minutes and agree whether that is the correct version of the oversight that was done by members of this committee.
I believe that the agreement from the committee is that we are meeting at just after lunch for the adoption of the report. If anything is coming up, it will be that there are some amendments still, and then it will be passed. What time are we meeting? At 2 now? Okay. That's not sitting. So, I believe that we have nothing to discuss over this issue. This brings to adjournment of our portfolio committee. Oh, so we have some announcements here.
That's
from that subcommittee, which has the international subcommittee of international affairs. The invitation, I believe, were all invited. Do we have to make a show of hands that who will be attending and what, or do it later? Because the date is very close. Yes, the 15th, 17th of October. Is there anyone who's saying that he or she won't be able to attend?
Do you have a
diary?
Or
who has a diary? Who has a diary?
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
based on the systems in which we now have social cohesion in this. So I'll go, come back for the decision to go back to the day.
She's taking all the members who will be attending, and then maybe plus those who are not here, because the invitation has to be extended to them. The other invitation, she said that only 5 members are requested.
This first invitation, I'm really trying to find what it's titled, what is the issue here that I say. That may be not a subject to that invitation on.
Is India. So there will be a launching of this book, Agenda 6. This is the invitation. Something is written here. We get the information that only 5 members have to attend that one. Attend this one. Five. I don't know why it makes 5 because in this case it's an international convention, but it's big, unless it means they're doing it for the sake of a common, not even accommodation.
After the but still, if it's not a done, I will not have it. And what time is it? What are the evening? It will be done in the amazing way. Yeah.
read one. Members are not given. Third one. The invitation to attend the celebration of International Translation Day on 27th and 28th September is next week. I won't be available. I don't know. I'm asking you. I wasn't in yet.
Well, this is a special
policy.
I should send you from the NLA.
I think Jefferson, we interviewed people to be appointed as board members. We never got a feedback, and that held us in terms of holding a workshop between these two entities. The department that would have come with NLS and the Funsal board. Now we don't know which board is organizing this one. Now if it's the old board, then I have a group. It has no contract. This contract has expired long ago. Now, one would want to know whether that old board is still operating and what happened to what we did, the process that we embarked on. I think, when was it?
In April.
Yeah. What happened to those board members that we handed over, the names that we handed over to the minister? Because we couldn't effect our own program, because that appointment was not effective. Now how do we attend to this thing without having held the workshop that we proposed?
Just thinking about talk
next. Thank you, sir. And that's what you comment on, because it's just confusing. I don't know if it's the old board or the new member. But we all agree that we must have a workshop before taking part of the board, everybody for this panel. Thank you.
Honorable
panel,
as much as I agree, I'm sure we made the recommendations to the minister and we have the right to know. But as I understand it, whoever the board is, and the time left, they would still be there till the minister appoints, because there won't be a vacuum of no board at all. But the question is, who is this board they're referring to? But SANTA will be there, and the members will be on a month-to-month basis until the new board, I'm sure, is being appointed. But if you look at this, it's actually the National Language Services together with SANTA. And maybe we should ask the question through you, Chair, today to the Minister's office, which SANTA board is this? And raise our concern that this committee has not been informed of the situation. Is it still the old members? And of course, if it is, a lot of questions raised from that, because, you know, it goes with the budget, it goes with the planning, and so forth and so forth.
Thank you. Meaning that, of course,
I think those who are available should attend and go and see those audiences so that we can actually check.
I'm the sitting on the committee that who feel like going to go.
Mr. President, I wouldn't have advised us to act in that fashion. Mine would be, what if it's the old board? Are we going to run away and say, no, we're not interacting with the old board and whatever? I really don't know. Let us let this whole invitation depend on what answer we're getting from the minister. And then we discuss that. What is it that we need to do? I agree with the DA for the first time that there cannot be a vacuum. As long as a new board has not been appointed, whether it is in a hip-hop kind of a situation or in a staggered kind of an operation, that old board still has the authority over the affairs of the language, that institution, which is unfair, I must say.
So which means that before sunset, you'll be informed whether this board is operating or not. And then you'll be informed. And then if they say yes, it's an operation, who are supposed to be going there?
I
Mind you, we have members who are still in Bizana. They have to be informed also. So we have four members.
Yes.
And then, Prince Zulu?
Part of our work, and that is what we need to play oversight on. Especially when it's an international event, international day, we need to expose ourselves to that.
That's one question. Maybe I should have raised the issues of like this one.
The reason why I'm saying that I won't be available, I've already think that it would be interesting.
I haven't heard from Principal, Honorable Principal. Are you going to attend yourself?
When I look at the invitation, it is please advise me that you will be responsible for the contract and accommodation in Arantico. If it is a part of our portfolio committee, I'm getting it. And then the committee is going to provide us with all this, then I can be prepared. If not, I doubt it that I have been able to go.
He raised his concern. and the reason why you won't be able to attend is because of this or this financial constraint. Honorable Head.
I must have been that it should be standard. But the committee must take responsibility of funding this place. Because obviously we will be representing the committee and need to give her feedback. Thank you.
I believe that the secretary is going to be taking everything. It will be this weekend, this coming week, and a week after, this October 1, the 16th and the 17th, which we have to be organizing. The second announcement for the 16th and the 17th of October, and this one for the 18th and the 27th and the 28th. We agree that she will be the organizing whatever. But make sure that you contact the other members. Yes, respond to the one. What to be. The international one for the vision.
This was that comes to asset culture. In committee section we don't fund anything from the department. In their budget, they do have a budget for Asian countries. So this is an indication from the department. We are not allowed to make any travel arrangements.
I think that is where we can maybe find out from them whether they might be members.
From the department.
I think that is from the department. They do fund their tax.
I'm merely saying I'll be going because my vehicle will be at the Owatumbo International Airport when I go there on the 26th, so I can just as well go as go. Unless he is coming, of course, I'll make use of it, but that's the mere fact that I would agree. And I think we should support the language services specifically because of all the bad relationships that have been in this department with the NLF and FAMSOL. We have had for 3 years, I had an overdose of the relationship. And I've also seen myself and some other colleagues did raise to the department that we never get invitations on the work they do. And I'm sure that is why we are now getting some of the invitations. The other question would be around the one in October. Is the Department of Foreign Affairs are inviting our portfolio committee to participate. Now, I would actually would like to know what does that participation mean, with two or three or four of us at least get an opportunity to say something, or are we just merely going to sit in the audience? Which I think should also be, you know, there should be some agenda being provided to us, and we as a committee can plan that some of us actually get an opportunity to say something. Because if it's an invitation to participate, we wouldn't like to be an audience only, if I may say so.
I think participation means that you take part in whatever is happening.
Yeah.
I should find out whether, or they send us an agenda to say whether we are really participating or listening.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Is that the feeling of the committee, Honorable Member?
Yes.
Thank you.
I think the
other one is that the committee, the department which is really calling us.
Thank you.
think they'll get them. Okay,
I'm not sure. Is there a shepherd available? Depending on the age of flood, we'll be returned. By far. This flood is here from the 6 o'clock, and the road at 8 o'clock will be in the morning at 9 o'clock.
Whatever is required.